Good morning, internet. Here we are again, doing our usual thing. I was talking to myself in the shower because it's what I do. I am kind of just chilling, watching like Ratchet and Clank videos because I'm an obsessive nerd. What else? So we're gonna do. I'm gonna read from the calendar. You are a badass. Monday, January 11th. People love to tell you what you should and shouldn't want, regardless of how you feel about it. Even worse, we're so malleable. If we listen to them long enough, we'll tell ourselves what we should and shouldn't want, regardless of how we feel deep down. If we're not careful, we can stay stuck for years or even lifetimes in situations that cause us pain, because we'd rather defend these non-truths than upset or disappoint anybody, our own inner critics included. We'd rather do what's expected of us than give ourselves permission to be, do, and have what feels good, right, and awesome. So, having read that, definitely was talking to myself in the shower about, you know, shit that involves what people think about you and, you know, what, how, you know, caring about what people think about you and other people's opinions and shit. Listen, I can tell you straight from the bottom of my fucking heart that when you decide to let people's opinions of you dictate how you act and behave and feel and, like, you know, just when you let it dictate your life, that shit, you become a part of hell, basically. It's horrific. I will tell you guys this very much, and I was thinking about this, and I want this to be some advice for anybody who is in high school, or possibly knows somebody who's in high school, or, sorry, I didn't realize my fly's down. You know, it's like these jeans are crazy because they're always down. Ugh, I need to get new jeans. It's a big hole in the crotch. Anyway. Hello, kitty. Anyway, what I was saying was, my advice to anybody who, you know, like, especially, like, when I was in high school, I thought about it. Like, when I was in high school, I constantly worried about what people thought of me. I was always, like, I was trying to be cool, you know? I had this yearning to, like, want to be cool and want to be like, yeah, everything's okay, everything's fine, you know? Like, I'm fucking dope and shit and whatever else, you know? And, like, at that time, like, you know, everybody was imitating, like, their favorite rappers. Like, that was what was cool. And I kid you not, like, that's what people were doing. And it's, like, it's such bullshit because, you know, I look back on it now. I look back on how people were, you know, there were some people who were genuinely being themselves. Some people, I think, who were in pain. Whatever the case may be, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and outwardly judge these people, but I realized, you know, like, that at one point in high school, I just got exhausted trying to dress the way I was trying to do. Like, I was looking at myself in the aesthetic, but I wasn't being true to myself. And I, in all honesty, what I think is important is that we as people, you know, you need to consider something. One important thought in any kind of, you know, reality of life and any kind of ideas, like, you know, when we're trying to really get the admiration of people and the admiration of somebody, when we're really trying to be, you know, liked by people, you know, and possibly a group of people, when we're trying to find that, you know, and, like, you have to consider something. Do you even like that person? Do you even like these people? Do you know these people? I mean, really, it's kind of crazy to think about when, you know, you, like, it's, everybody wants, like, you know, fame and fortune and all that shit, but the reality of it is, like, do you really want that, or do you just see that, like, it's being portrayed as a happy kind of thing? Like, you see it and you're just like, oh, they look happy, I want that for myself. And it's like, do you really want it, or are you just fucking full of shit? Because in my opinion, like, you know, we don't really want to be rich. We don't really want to be famous. We just you know, we just want to be fucking happy. Like, that's it. We all just want to be fucking happy because we have a limited amount of time. We are defective living creatures on this earth. Like, I feel like on this earth, we are all not meant to exist on this earth because we just fucking die. Like, it's insane. We just fucking shut down after a while. Or, you know, something happens and we die. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's a part of life, but it's like, you know, that's a real, real fucking crazy part of life. When you think about it, it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die. And you can sit there, you sit there and you say, I'm gonna die, so I should just care about what everybody else thinks. And I should try to get the admiration of other people. I should think about, like, fucking what everybody else thinks. So all these thoughts and everything else, you know. You've got enough fucking shit to deal with, honestly. There's enough fucking shit that will come from fucking places that you just don't care to have any thoughts of. And you are worried about what people think about you. You're worried about what everybody else is, like, thinking about. Like, fuck that shit, man. Fuck all that shit. It's really fucking bizarre. But that's how it was. Like, when I was in high school, man. Like, I look at myself in high school and, yeah, I was a fucking asshole. And I could still be an asshole. But, you know, it's like, eventually, it's, you just gotta start trying to be true to yourself. And you gotta start trying, you gotta stop trying to fucking impress people. Stop trying to be something and just be you, you know. Lately, I've been learning that shit. Like, fucking, with my commissions, it's like, yo, just fucking work. I just need to fucking sit down and work. And not give a fuck about everything else, you know. I'm learning these lessons. And still am, like, trying to absorb these lessons to a point where it's just automatic. It's not easy, but I try to fucking do it. And let me tell you something, man. That's how it rolls, you know. And it's tough sometimes, you know. I get it. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to let it out. It's okay to not be okay. You know what I mean? So don't sit there and think that having people admire you and having people think about you all the time is going to make you happy. Don't sit there thinking that you're going to be happy because of whatever else. Like, I'm telling you, man, true happiness comes from, you know, yourself, you know, and then that yourself attracts the people that are going to vibe with you, and they make it easy for you to be in love and love and be happy and all that shit, man. It takes time. But I can say to this definitely goes out to any kids who are in fucking high school, man. Yo, straight up. Especially, I mean, it's different now, especially with COVID. But, I mean, going in through those halls, let me tell you something, guys. Stop giving a fuck. Like, if there's some kid who thinks he's fucking the shit, he's treating people like an asshole, like, you know, consider that person who's fucking getting made fun of. Like, consider all that shit. And you know what? That person who's getting made fun of might get defensive and go, like, whatever. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. You know? I mean, like, in that case, I mean, it's like, you go from there. But, I mean, it's a tough deal. It's a tough deal. High school's tough. But I'm telling you, for your own sake, just don't fucking... Who gives a fuck what anybody thinks? Who gives a fuck what anybody's gonna tell you? Who gives a fuck what anybody's gonna tell you you need to do and what we need to do, blah, 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 blah. It's ridiculous. People put this fucking shit in the fucking air and they think, oh, everything's fine, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. You need to live your life. Live your life good. Be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Everyone's gonna be okay. Everyone's gonna be okay. Because at the end of it, I mean, what happens? You just fade out. Like, see ya. So, take this time to really consider, am I living the best I can? I mean, you don't always have to be living like 100 all the time. I mean, like, that's a tough thing to do sometimes. But hey, you know, give a fuck, you know, like, don't worry about what everybody else is fucking thinking. Fuck everyone else. Boy, oh boy. Anyway. Listen, love you all. I really hope that everybody's doing okay, and I hope that everybody is keeping it 100, taking care of yourselves, and living life good and clean and happy, and straight up, just be the best person you can be, because that's what you deserve. We all deserve it. Now I want to get back to work, doing my drawings and shit. That's the other thing too. If you worry about shit, just get to work. That's what I'm doing. So, y'all have a great day. You are a badass. Good morning, internet. Good morning, everyone. Love you all. Take care. Peace.